Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. What are we missing? Maybe we need to go to Minds and get something going on over there. So, interesting. N-World, and I hate to refer to N-World sometimes, but I gotta say, they did find something interesting here. According to stats from D&D Beyond, above 5th level characters start to drop off sharply, and above 10th level the figures are very low. Well, here, let me give you the power curve, shall we? Looks like 61% of the characters, or the campaign spread, or whatever you want to call it, that use D&D Beyond, or the online tracking system there, 61% are levels 1 through 5. If you want to take it a little bit further, 77%, 3 out of 4 characters, are between levels 1 and 7. Now, I've always thought that, I mean, that was kind of true to even older editions of the game, right? I mean, when I was working on Swords and Witchery Light, I wanted to cover 3 levels, kind of like the old basic set, give you enough to work with, and show you level progression. But I also figured most campaigns hit those numbers. And sure enough, levels 1 through 3 are 35%, or one-third of the characters using D&D Beyond. And 77% fall into that same range for Swords and Wizardry Continual Light. Now, why is that? I would argue that D&D is certainly level-based, but more importantly, it's spell level based, okay? And the power curve changes sharply in D&D with 5th level casters, especially wizard or magic user type casters, because at 5th level, they get 3rd level spells. That's Fireball, Lightning Bolt. Those are game changers. 7th level, they get 4th level spells. For clerics, that's another level of healing in the old school games, certainly. So I would say that levels 1 through 3 or 1 through 4 are one general power level. 5 and 6 are another, and maybe 7 and 8. But once you hit 5th level spells, once your magic users can start really earth-shattering powers, the game starts to break down. All right, and that would be around 9th level. And at 9th level, let's do some quick math here with the numbers they're reporting. 9th level through 19th level. Now, there's 2% of the character base is 20th level. That's probably just people just fucking around with the system. But 9th level onward accounts for 10, 12, 13, 14, 15% of the characters. So that means you could say that roughly 15% of campaigns, here's the caveat, using D&D Beyond, are what we would consider historically high-level campaigns. Because that's where the power shift happens. You remember, your fighters, they progress pretty equally, even in old school gaming. Sure, 7th level fighters get 3 attacks per 2 rounds. It changes a little bit of the power curve. What is it, 13th level, they get 2 attacks per round, but it's not changing that power curve like it is for the spellcasters, especially for the magic users. So the problem with high level magic, and again, when I say problem, I'm not saying that you're going to go, Tenkar said that high-level magic shouldn't exist. No, but there's the issue with it, all right? Maybe the issue is a better word than The problem is that high-level magic, when I say high-level, for the most part, fifth level and higher, takes more out of the DM, GM, to abdicate. Case in point, I was, I don't know, 19 probably, went to a convention at Columbia University for a day. And it was a high-level AD&D adventure. Okay? And it was a dungeon adventure, and druids generally don't do very well in dungeon adventures, but I have always been of the attitude of, I'll take what's left over because I can make anything work. And I got a 14th level druid. And we're in the bowels of this dungeon, and it starts to not look good. And I'm like looking through my spell list, and I have rock to mud. And then I realize what huge an amount of an area of effect this is. If I just go 10, because we knew there was a dungeon levels below us. If I just did 10 feet deep on the floors below us, on the floor below us, I could wipe out a dungeon level. The one I'm on and the one below. So it's actually two dungeon levels. And that's what I did. And the DM went, what the fuck? And another player was like, yeah, he's the kid's right, man. You can do that. He goes, what? And I totally fucked up an adventure using rock to mud. This is why a lot of these tournament adventures have no magic zones in this shit, because magic is where the curve happens. At high levels, your fighters are just there to buy your magic users time. Okay? Let's be honest. So, interesting that even with 5e, it kind of holds true. It kind of holds true that 85% of your campaigns, give or take, are going to max out around 7th or 8th level. Interesting. And I think that makes a lot of sense, because when you think about it, even though Gary wrote AD&D to go up to 20th level and beyond, your characters were pretty much meant to retire when they hit name level, right? 9th level lord, right? 9th level priest, is that? Thief was 10th. Magic user was 11th. This is when you got your stronghold. And that's pretty much when you were expected to retire. To quit playing. Right? Start up a new campaign. Go on to a new character. And it shows. It shows right here. I think that is very interesting. I would love to see that played out over a larger statistical review. But even as it stands, extremely, extremely interesting. Now, quick side note. If you are listening to this podcast, there are two things you should check out. And if you want to check it out and help me out, go to tankharstavern.com and look at the Humble Bundle posts for December 27th and Saturday, December 28th, 2019. The Adventures in Middle-Earth 5e RPG is being given away for next to nothing. Because remember, they've lost a license. Cubicle 7 has lost a license. Whether it expire or whether it was pulled is totally subjective and open to question. But it's a great deal on a great system. As low as a buck, you can buy the core rules and some supplements. So yes, check it out. And second thing is Pathfinder Lost Omens, Lost Lore Archive. It's a lot of Galorian supplements and lore. So more fluff. Yes, I know Pathfinder is El Crunch, but less crunch. You can go directly to Humble Bundle to grab this stuff. But if you go through the link on Tankhurst Tavern, you will put a few gold coins or coppers, whatever the case may be, into my coffers, and it always helps, and I really do appreciate it. It costs you nothing to do so. You're going to get the same deal, same amazing deal on both of these, but you will help support all things Tavern by doing so. So, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.